In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Lord gave one of his greatest teachings as he was dying on the cross. The voice of the new Adam, who had taught us to call God Father, called out as one of us to his Father. And he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He called out from within our humanity, but it was with the forgiveness of God. God forgives all who turn to him, those who repent. And this was the conclusion of his teaching, because his teaching began after his baptism by John. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, but the seed of repentance is useless unless it bears the fruit of forgiveness. That is the whole of his teaching for how we should live in this world. Repent, be forgiven, and forgive others. Let the forgiveness of God pass through you. Don't stop it by refusing, by turning like the one in the parable, and having been dealt with compassion, turns to others and denies compassion to them. Just before Jesus gives this parable, Peter had asked him a question about how many times he should forgive. How many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? You know, and seven is the Old Testament number of completion, of wholeness. But Jesus responds, no, 70 times seven. 70 times seven, forgive your brother. Because forgiveness is God's forgiveness. Christ has come into the world to bring forgiveness to us from God, and to make us transparent to God's forgiveness of all others, so that we become the means of God's forgiving others through us. 70 times seven. But even that isn't enough. Jesus goes on to tell this parable that we've just heard in order to reveal how it is ultimately between God and his human creatures. How it is ultimately, how it is actually in reality, as God has created the world, as God has created human beings. In other words, how it is in heaven. How it is ultimately the ultimate reality of the nature of things, and how it will be openly in the world throughout at the end of time. That is how it is in heaven. And this parable, Jesus Christ gives in order to reveal how it is in heaven. Heaven is like a certain king who took account of all of his people. And it was found there was one who owed 10,000 talents. 10,000. The annual income of Solomon was 666 talents a year. This is 10,000 talents, more than 10 times what Solomon in all his glory had annually as his riches. It is an incredible amount for a state, for a king, but for an individual, it's an unreachable amount. Millions and millions of dollars. That's how much he owes. He owes more than his life is worth. We owe God as much. If God were to call us to an accounting, and that's what this parable is about, we would owe him as much as this man owed his king. And how do you pay? How does the king expect to gain payment from the man? You will be sold into slavery. And your wife, and your children, and all of your possessions. You lose everything. Saint Nikolai Velimirovic translates this scriptural language into words that we can understand like this and gives us the meaning of this parable. If God were to take all this from us, it would mean that he would take from us all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that enable us to be human beings. Because God gives us gifts of the Holy Spirit that enable us to be human beings, and they can be taken away. They are gifts. We think we own what we are and who we are, but we are fools. These are gifts that God has given. And so if all those gifts are taken away, we lose who we are. Bishop Nikolai says that when the parable says, your wife will be taken away, it means that your love and mercy, God's gift of the love and mercy that comes to us, will be taken away. That's what it means to have our wife taken away. Your children will be taken away. It means that all ability that you have to do new good, to bring good into the world, will be taken away. All of your possessions will be taken away. Means that all of the sweetness of any blessings that we have been given will be taken away. All of these things are gifts given to us by God. Those are our possessions. The sweetness of the blessings that we have received, those possessions have been given to us. We are talking about the kingdom of heaven. We are talking about how it is in the soul, because we're talking about losing our soul, of course. When we think in terms of possessions, we think of the goods of the world, the possessions of the world, but the possessions that God gives us as gifts are the sweetness of the blessings that we have received. And we mistake the things that we receive for things themselves, physical goods. But when the meaning of our life is taken away, it's not that the physical things are taken away. The blessing and the sweetness of those blessings, those are our possessions that are taken away. The ability to do good and meaningful work, to bring good and new things into the world, that is lost to us. The children of our labor and the love and mercy that we receive from the one who loves us. And any of those who love us, those gifts of the Holy Spirit are taken away. And we have nothing. We are no one. This is what it means to lose the life that is our soul. Then on the other hand, if we repent, if we beg God's mercy to restore us, God is always ready to restore all of those gifts to us. Always ready to. They are given to us in compassion as a test to see whether or not we will pass that compassion on to others. Be transparent to the compassion that we have received from God, or will we be like this worthless and faithless servant and betray the compassion that we have received that has enabled us to pick up our life and go on and then turn around to others and deny them. Deny them forgiveness. As St. Peter is asking, how many times must I forgive my brother? 70 times 7. No limit. Why? Because the compassion that we are showing to others is not my compassion. It's not my forgiveness. Oftentimes people come to confession and they say, Father, I cannot forgive this person for what they have done. That's not how it works. All you need to do is to become transparent to the forgiveness and compassion that God has given to you. Become transparent and don't stop it by calling this person to account in this little thing that has offended your vanity or your ego. Give that up. Repent of that. become transparent to the compassion of God to pass through you and on to this person, and God will forgive this person through you. That's forgiveness. In the Old Testament, there was the king Hezekiah, whose time had come. It was time for him to die, and he was in no good spiritual condition. And in despair, it says, he turned to the wall and prayed. And I can think what this means by thinking to my childhood. Think back to when you were in despair. Your parents had punished you for something. And you turn to the wall. You want to put your back to your parents, to their home, to everything. Close yourself in despair. Turn to the wall. This is how Hezekiah was. And he prayed to God for more time. And God gave him 15 more years. So that he could go and take the compassion that he had been shown by God and be compassionate with others. Bishop Nicolai mentions something about the Lord's Prayer that ties the Lord's Prayer to this parable. He points out to us that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we make agreement with God. Forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our debts, as we forgive others. As we forgive others, so we will be forgiven. It's the same thing Jesus says at the end of this parable. Your Lord God will forgive you, but if you don't forgive others, then God will do the same with you. And every time we say the Lord's Prayer, we reaffirm this agreement with God, that this is how it will be. Forgive us our debts as we forgive others. How do we forgive others? Do we call them to account in little minor ways, being concerned about how they've looked at us, what kind of glance they've given us, if they've done us wrong in some small and minor way? Do we hold it against them? Even if we've been dealt with by others compassionately and ultimately by God compassionately, then we dare not pray the Lord's Prayer because we're calling condemnation upon ourselves because we have not forgiven others in little things, and God has given us the wherewithal to live the rest of our lives with all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are some beautiful words that Father Lev Gillet has to say about the goodness and the holiness and the forgiveness of God that passes through us. Lest we think it's a matter of, am I able to be humble enough and lay down my pride enough to be able to forgive someone? Can I do this? If that's the question that we're asking of ourselves, then we don't understand the nature of forgiveness. Father Lev says, God does not forgive our debts because we forgive those of our debtors. God keeps the initiative of forgiveness. When we ourselves forgive others, it is not our own forgiveness we grant them. We allow the divine forgiveness which we ourselves have received to pass through and beyond us. We make ourselves the instruments of God's forgiveness. God grants forgiveness to us freely, but it is for us to repent and to change our patterns of behavior, to change our patterns of speech, to change our patterns of thought, and in all of those ways, forgive others. Don't hold them as debts against us. And that is how we escape the debtor's prison to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.